This is Mucho Radio. I am Maarten Heimana, your Impact show host. Our guest today is Yaye Pekasa, the Pondbridge President and CEO. An expert in business development and government relations, previously he was the office manager for the Société Économique de l'Ontario in northwestern Ontario. He then entered municipal politics as the business development and partnership manager for the Association of Francophone Municipalities of Ontario. Mr. Pekasa's experience earned him election to the board of directors of the National Capital Business Association. Welcome, Mr. Yaye Pekasa.
Thank you so much for your time, and it's greatly appreciated. Thank you also for the invitation. I'm very happy to be here with you and try to share some update regarding the Canada Africa on Pop Industry and Blue Economy Forum, which is coming on November 11th and November 13th in Moncton, New Brunswick. We have been working now for 2 years on this forum in order to offer a very strong platform where people can business. People or businesses from Africa and Canada can meet together and have a conversation about how to put in place a direct maritime line between Canada, across Canada, between Canada and Africa. And today it's such a very important initiative, since we are seeing what's going on in the south of the border. And we're also seeing how the economy is absolutely very stressed by the tariff war that's been going on with the United States, of the new administration of the United States.
The Blue Shift 2025 Forum Canada-Africa will open in Moncton from November 11th to the 13th. What can you tell us about the process of organizing this international event?
The Blue Shift Forum, we are currently expecting 15 conference speakers and 25 panels that will go. We are expecting, we are currently now have 12 ports registered, and at the executive level, we also have ministers and government representatives from Africa and Canada who will also be there. It's the time for me to express my thanks to the government of New Brunswick and specifically to the Minister of Francophonie, Public Security and Francophonie of New Brunswick for the strong support and the availability to help us navigate through all this together. It's greatly appreciated. So we have a conversation across decarbonization, post-decarbonization, post-digitalization. We will have a conversation about exportation and importation, about trade. What does Canada need, or what does Canada need that Africa produce, and what does Africa produce that Canada needs? So from there, we can definitely put on the table the need of each part and try to see how businesses can come to fill the gap. I'm also very proud to say that we have an intention with the University of Moncton to work on the research project to try to put in place, to try to map which product from Canada has a very strong potential to be exported in Africa and vice versa. And this is a very scientific work, research project that's going to be led by the University of Moncton. And of course, this definitely put our perspective, put our reflection, put our work to economic and scientific ways of the forum. So one of other things that will be also be on the table is how government can come together to work and put in place various government tools to help private sector to navigate through it. So it's going to be a very strong and very exciting event. Maybe to finish with this point, what I would like to emphasize on is that, yes, it's a port and blue economy, port industry and blue economy forum, but it's not a forum on ports. It's very important to say that. It's a port industry. And when we talk about port industry, it includes all the ecosystem, the port ecosystem itself, importers, exporters, trade, all the AI and ITC company who are involved in trade and for digitalization. It can be also about the how poor in the waste management industry, how port can use the new technologies to enhance the waste management. So there's a lot of things that are included into it, and I think that even small businesses will also come here and visit and meet with people who will also do the same thing in terms of fishing industry, forest industry, and also IT industry. What in fishing you have, for example, a strong potential commercial potential market in the fishing industry in Africa, $10 billion every year. Africa imports for $10 billion every year of fishing sea products, and Africa also imports for every year of wood products. So there is a lot of things that can be done, and all those people will be here in November to see what is it to explore. And you have a port management executive who will also be there with projects regarding infrastructure project, with project regarding the waste management in the port ecosystem, regarding the project with the project regarding or the project touching the AI applied to the port ecosystem. So it's a very large, large topic thematic that will be addressed during the forum.
What is PontBridge's mission to strengthen economic cooperation between Canada and Africa? Do you think it's important to change the narrative surrounding Africa's image in the Western imagination and tell our story in our own ways?
Well, I think that, I will probably surprise a lot of people. What do you want people who have been doing business with their neighbors for years, for decades? Why do you want them to leave their neighbor, the southern neighbor or the neighbor, to go to cross the Atlantic, the ocean, and go explore what's going on overseas? We do understand that. But the problem now is that the market and the business, the small businesses ecosystem, is absolutely very stressed because the new administration in the southern of the border in the United States has decided to impose a tariff on everything that comes from Canada. But what I have to say is that Africa is just 6 days or 7 days to navigate to Africa. Africa is a market of 1.4 billion consumers across the ocean. Africa is a $6.6 trillion market who are waiting for Canadian small businesses. I mean, it's very easier for someone to cross the Atlantic and explore what's going on or what is an opportunity in Africa than to go to Asia. And again, but for Africans, is just there. You have everyone who is coming to Africa. We have China who is coming, South Korea coming. You have India who is very present. You have the traditional country like France, UK, who is coming all to Africa to be able to catch the best part of the game. But Canadians are absolutely strongly absent. It's something that would be, that is very essential to try to envision. What we do here is that we are trying to, there is a lot of pedagogy. There is a lot of conversation that needs to be done to make people understand that going to Africa is not a risk. Going to Africa is being able to propose solution business to a country or to a continent that has everything to offer. So the competition is very strong, and the competition is not with African. The competition is just there with other country. And the reality is that if Canada is not there, Turkish will take it. If Canada is not there, China will take it. If Canada is not there, South Korea will, India will, France will. So if it works for Indians, if it works for Chinese, if it works for French, for you, for British, it will work for Canadians. It's not about taking the responsibility, taking the put yourself forward and being able to organize and observe and catch up the opportunity that are on there. We are here to help. We'll be more than happy to facilitate that. Attending the forum will help people to see how it's possible to do business. And finally, Canadian company. If you talk to a Canadian company tomorrow morning, go and explore business in Africa, you'll be like, oh, please, give me a break. That way we'll probably tell you. But however, it will tell you, hey, you know what? Here in Mountain, in Canada, in New Brunswick, we have Canadian businesses. We will be gathering around the port ecosystem. And it's possible that by attending that forum, you will probably meet some potential business partner in Africa and strong business partner in Africa. That totally changed the game because it will be easier for somebody, for a company to meet its potential partner here in the Canadian soil before they travel to explore Africa. And I understand it's very difficult to envision going to Africa to explore Africa without any touch point or something like that. This forum is here because it gives an opportunity to Canadian businesses to be able to face, to meet with their potential partner here in Canada before they plan to travel in the continent.
And for our last question, why do you think it's important to create a radio station for people of African descent in Canada?
Listen, I'm here talking to you. I'm here talking to my people. I'm a black immigrant to Canada, talking to the community media. If you haven't exist, if you wasn't exist, I have no opportunity to be able to talk, to share my initiatives with my people. The answer to your question is very simple. It's clear. It's yes. It's not yes because I'm here getting benefit for the presence of this radio. It's yes because, like me, 4%, 1.5% of Canada population are from African descent. African descent. So it's absolutely very important to be able to give the opportunity to the national medium or community medium to express themselves, to communicate themselves. And I'm so thankful. I'm very happy. And I will never be so much thankful for you to give me this opportunity to share this initiative with the people of my community.
Thank you for being with us, Bukasa. And we'll hope our listeners are going to get the chance to listen to this enriching interview and learn more about government relations and many wonderful events taking place here in Canada.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.